Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning, day two after the end of the Eagles 2021 football season. They're done, but we are certainly not done talking about
it.
Tons of exciting drama yesterday. Something I've never seen before, Al. Did you ever see a starting quarterback make a public appeal for his own job? Did you ever see that before?
No.
Did you ever see a former quarterback then toss him right under the old bus?
Right under the bus.
Oh, we got a lot to cover today. And great people to do it. Our football guy, Ross Tucker's out at 7.
Oh.
Jeff McClade, who has written some very juicy stuff about the inner workings of the Eagles, he'll be out at 8 to tell us who's making all these big decisions. And at 9, Al, a spokesman for the Eagles organization, professional Howie Roseman bootlicker, Howard Eskin.
Well, that's a nice introduction.
Starting early, are we?
Yeah, is it incorrect? Wait, hold on a minute. I don't want to start the show inaccurately.
I don't think Howie wears boots.
Okay. Shoe licker.
Okay.
Anyway, we got a lot to do today, and I want to start. Get right on board here, because here's we have a little fun today, too, because Jalen Reagor, somebody emailed me yesterday. It got me so damn excited. It was the single most exciting moment of my Monday.
Mm-hmm. What'd they say?
The Eagles just cut Reagor.
Oh, God.
And I went, no, Rhea would have called me. My son, Neil, he would have called. Someone would have called. But, Al, then I went on a frantic Google search to see if it was true. It was not true.
Yeah.
Somebody playing with me.
Yeah. It was premature.
But here's what we're doing today. If you would like your choice of any Eagles jersey at all.
Oh, really?
Yes. You got to pick. It's fun to think about, Al, because who do you want to invest in?
Can we rule out some?
Do you want to? Well, yeah. You want to? Are you real confident about Hurts? Maybe you want a number one, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to play it safer and go with the number six, Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go a classic.
But if you go Devontae Smith, I would only take it out once every 6 months. Don't use it often.
All right. Rhea's setting a bitchy tone right at the beginning of the show. We also have, Al, you could go Jason Kelce,
because
that'll be good forever.
Yep.
Fletcher Cox, it sounds like he wants to come back. I don't want him back. You want to go Fletcher Cox? I don't think so. That'd be a large.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of choices out there. You get to pick whatever you want. And here's the contest today. One word, Jonesy. One word to describe Jalen Reagor. Not Hurts, Reagor.
Wow.
Because it seems to us it would be more fun to hear those words. You with me, Jonesy?
I'm with you.
There are other prizes.
Some
as well.
Good ones out
now
there.
I would like to commence today's radio program with a reading from the Gospel according to Marcus Hayes, the columnist of the Inquirer.com and the Daily News. Because he was the only media person who observed Howie Roseman after the loss.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're intrigued now.
Yeah.
And now, unlike you and I, Marcus is a wordsmith. He is a brilliant writer.
And he just posted it like 20 minutes ago.
He just posted it, but I immediately changed my plan when I saw this because I realized just reading this would class up our show. Our show will appear classier when I'm reading these words.
All right.
So I'm going to read them, Josie, and then you're going to tell me what Howie was thinking.
Okay.
But yeah, the Eagles have gotten crushed. The season now back in disarray because the quarterback played awful. The coaches coached awful.
Yeah.
Everyone sucked.
They ended up 9-9.
Right, which is not that thrilling.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here we go. Howie Roseman trudged along the hallway past the post-game buffet in the trading room, head down, humiliated, like a whoop dog with no dinner. The Eagle. What's the matter? Al, say it. Al, this isn't the way you write, but it's great. This is great writing.
Don't interrupt a dramatic reading.
Well, I know, but I can't. He's distracted me moving his head around. All right. The Eagles' general manager ignored the security guard who asked him to make sure his ID was visible at the next security checkpoint. His gray suit coat flapped in a damp Tampa breeze as he plodded toward the team's executive bus, whose engines drowned out a question shouted from a nearby exit ramp. You okay? Maybe he did hear the question. Maybe he ignored it. It was a dumb question anyway. Keith Jones, as Howie glumly left Tampa.
Yes.
What was he thinking?
He was envisioning a new quarterback.
Voila. Al, Howie.
Yeah.
Is the foreman of a quarterback factory.
Yes.
Right? And his quarterback performed horribly.
Yeah.
Okay. It was an awful performance by Hurts. Mm-hmm. Hurts was never the apple of his eye the way Carson Wentz was.
No.
Because Carson Wentz was the second pick of the draft, mm-hmm. and this guy was the second round pick.
Yes.
Big difference.
Yes.
This guy doesn't throw the ball with the same velocity as Carson Wentz
Correct.
Did. And Howie Roseman, along with his boss, Jeff Lurie, love the forward pass.
Yes, they do.
So you think he's saying, I got 3 first-round picks.
Yep.
I need a quarterback again.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go back to the factory.
And I'm thinking, if you watched the game last night and the Rams.
Kyler.
And the way that the Rams played, that really you had the polar opposites on both sides, right? You had the Hurts-like player in Arizona that didn't perform well, and Kyler Murray. And then you had a quarterback that was picked up in the offseason for a guy in Jared Goff who was let go, kind of like Carson Wentz was from a similar draft, and Stafford played extremely well, and now he'll go up against Brady.
Exactly. He's looking at the other quarterbacks and going, they're all better than mine. Now, let me give you what's new on that stuff. I will go back to Sunday. Nick Sirianni hasn't spoken yet this week, including on our show, which he will at some point. But Nick Sirianni, after the game, gave probably as strong a vote of confidence you could have, understanding, however, it won't be his decision. He does not have that authority. That's above his pay grade.
Yes, it is.
But he gave a sterling endorsement of Hurts, even though Hurts played poorly on Sunday. Listen to this.
I thought he had a great year, and he came a long way, and that's what I expect from Jalen, just because of the type of football character he has, the type of character he has, the toughness that he has, the love for football that he has. I can't say enough good things about Jalen the player, you know, the person.
All right, so Al, that you can't get a stronger endorsement than that, can you?
No.
That's pretty strong.
I don't think he meant the player, though. I think he meant the person.
The person.
The player party has questions about
This is why this one's harder than the other.
It is.
You understand? Most of these other quarterbacks that we've had to assess had issues. They weren't as nice. They weren't as controlled and composed.
And they didn't show.
But then in the game, he wasn't that composed. He didn't do it in the game.
No, he didn't.
All right, so anyway, let me get to him because he did stuff yesterday I've never seen. I've never seen it. Al, let's just start, Al. He gave himself an endorsement. Listen to this.
I think I've done a lot of great things this year, a lot of things to learn from personally. I think the most important thing for me when you ask that question is the relationships that I've built with my teammates, the time that we put in the work, getting this far in the season and overcoming the different things we've overcome this year, and being with my coaches, building relationships with them, and building something special in the future. So,
That was revealing in this sense. He really harped on his relationships, and they really do get along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because the guy he replaced had no relationship with those players, and it's one of the reasons they bailed on him.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
So he learned that. He learned to have a bond with your teammates, and he did have
and
that
I think
bond.
I think it's a natural thing for him. I do think that he has great leadership qualities, and I do think his teammates really appreciate those things that he brings to the table.
But then, this is where I was really amazed. It sounds to me like he is making a public appeal. Keep me in this job. I'm going to get really good at it.
Yeah, he believes that.
Tell me if this doesn't sound like that. Listen.
I think for us, a group of people, Mr. Leary, Howie, Coach Sirianni, myself, the youth we have on this football team, and I know there's a certain type of desire and fire in their eyes of disappointment, but also of motivation, you know, and the desire to put the work in, do the things we need to do to be a better team next year. When we're all on the same page, we'll be back.
That's his argument to them.
Yeah.
He used their names in the comment.
Yeah, it's pretty well done, actually.
No, he's good at that. But he's basically Mr. Lurie. Howie,
yeah,
he's talking about the guys that will determine his fate.
Yeah, he is.
That's fascinating.
It is.
That's not. I don't remember that ever happening.
No, he's included himself in that whole.
He
group.
Did, and he went. I'm part of the family. Do not throw me out.
Yeah.
Don't trade for another one.
But Al, I don't know. One more. Let me give you one more because this guy played with him in Alabama, and I guess this is an endorsement, but not an overwhelming one. Devontae Smith, who was not targeted nearly enough, especially in that last game. Here's what he said about Hurts.
First-year starter leads us to the playoffs, things like that. I mean, everything's not going to be what you want it to be. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have little bumps here and there. And, I mean, when adversity strikes, I mean, he responds. So, I mean, I think he's going to be that guy.
All right. That's not bad.
That's strong.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And I would be remiss if I did not leave out a the best Eagles quarterback of all time, who appears Mondays on our afternoon show, Donovan McNabb. Before I play this,
yes,
just picture what would have happened in early in his time here if Ron Jaworski came on and began speculating about veterans they could acquire.
Oh, my God.
You think Donovan would have healed him that well?
No.
He would have been good with that.
Oh, my God.
Here's Donovan scoping out other possibilities.
I don't think that it's a bad thing for them to pursue, you know, Deshaun Watson or you know, Russell Wilson. You know, if Aaron Rodgers comes up, which I don't think he will, I think he's gonna be right there in Green Bay anyway. But, I mean, when you start looking at the other tier quarterbacks, and you're talking about Kirk Cousins or Garoppolo or things of that nature, then you really have to question and ask yourself, is this a better situation with them there?
Did he name enough names?
Oh, jeez.
What a weasel.
Did he forget him?
Seriously. Yeah. He is such a weasel. That's all I can say. 215-592-9494. You know who gets a say in this? You do. The fans do. Our voices are heard. Don't think they're not monitoring this show. They got somebody probably taking notes.
Oh, we know they used to.
Nova Care Center. So why don't we go to the callers and see how they feel about bringing Hurts back or not? Oh, that was a public appeal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was saying.
He wants to be here.
He loves
Boys,
it.
I want to be here. And you know what? I'm not good on this. I switch back and forth a few times. I need more time to ponder my decision.
Well, you don't hate him. Let's put it that
I way. Don't hate him.
Yeah.
I hated Wentz.
Yeah, that's
I
what
hated,
happened.
I hated McNabb.
Yeah.
I hated Cobb.
Yeah, he was bad.
I'm starting to notice a trend.
Mm-hmm. Cobb. Sam Bradford.
I liked
him
Sam
for
Bradford
one, game.
One week, Rhea.
10 for 10.
Stop with Sam pre-season. Bradford. And you stop trying to find that cut. Alfino is good. Alfino, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Angelo?
All right, what are we going to do with the quarterback position, Alfino?
Put him at running back where he belongs.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
You could do the New Orleans thing, right?
All right, so you don't want him. You don't want him there anymore. Is that correct?
Yes, I don't. I had enough of him. He just ain't got it, Angelo. He ain't got it.
So when Howie was all glum after the game, he was thinking about getting another quarterback?
I would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, come on. I mean, the kid, he just doesn't have it. I see things, too, when I watch the game, Angelo.
All right.
He had Goddard open plenty of times. He misses them. He does the same thing over, over, and over again. The kid's a running back playing quarterback, okay? This is what Howie has to do. Howie has to go get a good free agent somewhere, somebody out there, either Wilson, Rogers, whoever's available, because this kid ain't got it.
He's right, a good running back, though. But you're not going with a young guy, Alfredo. You want a guy who's already established.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I want a guy because, I mean, what quarterback's out there for the draft? I don't like this guy, Pickett, do you?
Not, certainly not for what you'd have to give up to get up to get him. No. No, I already did that with Wentz. I can't say that worked. They want to Super Bowl, but that's only because he got hurt.
Howie's a jackass, okay?
All right, Dylan, that helps.
He messed up the 2017 draft. He gets Arcega Whiteside. He could have had Metcalf. 2018, he gets Rager. He could have had Jefferson.
Right.
We could have had a 1-2 punch wide receiver. We could have had Metcalf and Jefferson, okay? The guy's an idiot. I don't know. I this team is in trouble. That's all I see. All I do know is that Hurts is not our quarterback. That's all I
got
to say.
Fair enough. Now, you got one more thing to say. Give me one word to describe Jalen Rager.
He's a jackass, too. He's
jackass. Put down jackass, Al. Alfredo, stay there. That could win you something. There's several.
That's
I'm sorry.
Start.
It's one of my preferred
There's
words.
A reason
really
Jalen
like.
Rager disabled his Instagram comments.
I'll never ask you this. As somebody who owns Jackass,
yes,
right? Is it proper to use it as a derogatory term?
You
enjoy your Jackass?
Yes.
You did enjoy it?
Yes, they're very nice.
What was the name of yours? Oscar?
Oscar, yes.
Oscar the Jackass.
Yes, and he was very nice.
But he no longer possess it. He remained with the farm when you sold it.
Correct.
So he didn't move, but you did.
Well, he moves a little quicker than I do.
He's a little smarter, too.
You know what? I wouldn't rule that out.
He'd had enough of me.
Two of my Jonesy, I have not heard this yet, that you lashed out at the Flyers after the loss last night. Is that accurate?
Not accurate.
Okay. Because, do you want to
only lost
hold on a minute. Do you want to lash out today?
This is Eagles Day, buddy.
Okay. 2-1.
Don't lose focus on what we're doing with this show.
I just wanted to check.
I'm worried about how he was thinking.
I understand.
Thank you. Stay on the game plan.
Bro. All right. 215-592-9490. If we get the question today, we go back. It's something you're going to laugh at. Carson Wentz officially now, Al, is an American punchline. That's next. WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.